Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Tarnisha. How may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I'm trying to find out what this place is.
We are a third-party call center that do stand in for multiple online merchants.
Yeah, because I got two transactions on my account and I'm trying to find out what they were from.
Okay, I can check and see if you have an account in our system. May I have your zip code, please?
20020.
And that first and last name?
Brian Thomas.
All right, looks like I do have an account for you for security purposes. Can I get you to verify the shipping address on file for me, please?
3119 24th Street, Southeast Washington, D.C. Zip code is 20020.
All right, thank you for that. And give me one moment, just waiting for everything to load up here, and I'll be able to tell you what company is billing. All right, so it looks like this is for an Elite X technical watch.
Okay, all right. Do you have the number so I can get in touch with these people?
We are the call center that's standing in for them.
Oh, okay, because I do know the watch and I remember the watch, but it said it was free with shipping and handling. So I don't know where the $67 came from.
Okay, did you view over the full terms and conditions before accepting the offer during the time?
Yeah, I just ordered it.
Okay. All right, give me one moment. Let me see if I can pull up more information on this for you, okay? All right, so it looks like that order, the original order was placed back on the 23rd, that's correct?
Yeah, it said, well, it say 25, I think so.
Okay. All right, yeah, we have the 23rd in our system, and you paid the $7.95 for the shipping and handling, the $3.99 for the warranty. All right, so it looks like what this was, it was a trial period. It does look like it was on a 5-day trial period, and it does look like this was a welcoming gift to a sweepstakes drawing in which they sent out a voucher for like $100 for you to use to go on their shopping discount site. And it looks like this was a membership fee.
Oh, yeah, nah. I didn't even get no voucher, so I don't even know about that.
Okay. All right, no problem. I can go ahead and get it canceled for you on today. Give me one moment, and I can get that account canceled.
So, my other question is, do I need to send the watch back? How do I get my money back?
Okay, you don't have to send the watch back because that was free. What you were billed for is just a discount membership. Give me one moment and I can speak to the supervisor to see what I can do as far as that credit goes, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, I have that account canceled for you, and I did speak to the supervisor as far as the credit goes. He did say that I could do a courtesy 50% off that charge back into the account on today.
You said, I'm sorry, you said what back? I apologize, I didn't hear you.
Oh, you're fine. A courtesy 50%.
So it's only half of that?
Yes, sir, that is correct.
Okay, that's fine.
All right. Give me one moment. Let me put that refund through for you. All right, allow it 2 to 3 business days to show back up into the account. And I also have a confirmation number for you as well.
All righty.
That confirmation number is going to be C as in Charlie, 261-141-305.
Okay. Thank you so much for your help.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day, sir.
You too.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.